This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, you can join us on the Discord, and you can join other listeners in there. But we do have an on-air call-in line, chat room there, where if you join in, we'll see you there, and we'll join in, and you can talk to us that way. Go to discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. We can talk about revenge porn. And also cannabis. According to Vox.com, there's a brand new poll that's come out from an anti-marijuana group that shows that U.S. politicians are far behind the public's views on marijuana. But let's talk about revenge porn here for a moment, because it was actually in the news recently here in New Hampshire, as there was a House committee that not last week, but the week prior to that, debated a bill that would add people who are convicted of revenge porn, which is apparently a crime now here in New Hampshire, or any non-consensual dissemination of private sexual images to the sex offender registry. So if you have a relationship with somebody and there are sexy pictures that are taken at some point during that relationship, and then after the relationship, if you then, or one of the parties of that relationship, then uploads those photos to a revenge porn site, or, you know, uploads them online for the purposes of embarrassing somebody, or, you know, trying to stop them from getting a job or something like that, you know, putting what they call revenge porn out there, then if you get convicted for that in the state of New Hampshire, if this bill goes through, they will then add you to the sex offender registry.
So this is kind of like a reverse paperclip scenario.
Meaning what?
So it's, these people haven't technically violated the NAP, but
the non-aggression principle.
But I kind of don't care what happens to them.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things that almost should be a NAP violation, but it isn't, so you can't do anything about it.
It's just a scummy thing to do, right? Like, it's a low...
It's like somebody said, how evil can I be, but without
violating the non-aggression principle?
Although I think that there is an argument to be made that if these are pictures that you got from somebody you were in a relationship in, mm-hmm. part of the contract is that these pictures are for you, not the entirety of the internet.
That certainly would be the seemingly unspoken agreement when those pictures were taken, but it wasn't spoken usually in most cases, right? It was just people...
I don't know. I haven't done a poll before you sex people. Do you explicitly say that this is only for them?
Yeah, I've never taken sex pictures before, I don't know either. Nor am I interested in taking them.
But...
Because it would seem to me that, look, even though it is a tacky thing to do to somebody, you got to understand that even though your relationship may seem to be really, really good at the time and that you want to, you know, do this for your lover and make that person happy or whatever, you have to understand that in the age of the internet, there's a chance that that person is not going to be your partner forever.
It's still, I'm not saying it's a good idea. It's a bad idea to do.
To what, take sex photos?
Yeah, especially if you're sending them, first of all, if you're sending them, even if you're sending them through Signal, my understanding is once we develop quantum computing, mm-hmm. everything that is now encrypted will then be unencrypted. So it's there. And it will soon be unencrypted. So you can't really
That's
even
bad
trust
news for
encryption,
politicians.
Even if you... It's probably bad news for everybody, but... yeah, so even if you trust that person, if you trust the platform, it's not a good idea.
Long term.
But that's not really, that to me does not rise to the level of an unsympathetic victim. So that person who's releasing this stuff is still absent, like, excruciating circumstances.
But look,
is still,
I'm with you. It's a scummy thing to do, to release somebody's, what they thought were private photos. Whether you took them for that person or not, or whatever the deal was behind the scenes, if there was even anything explicitly said about them, it's still a scummy thing to do. But it's, in my opinion, not a crime.
So there's a lot of things that the state is doing to a lot of people, and the people who are releasing revenge porn are absolutely not sympathetic victims at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if the state's hurting them, I don't know how much I care. I'm not going to help the state hurt them.
I care because I don't want to see people put in a prison cell because they put some pictures on the internet. I don't think that, you know, again, as tacky of a move as it is, I don't think that we need to be forcing people behind bars because of it. To me, if you're going to have prisons, and I don't necessarily think that punitive sentencing is really that much of a deterrent.
Right, but this is the state that we have, and obviously we shouldn't have it. But if I'm going to pick who I'm going to defend between drug users, people who operate a business without a license, people who went five over the speed limit, people who didn't actually commit a crime and got framed, like all the people you could possibly pick, I'm sorry, these are not the people. This is one of those times that I call the I have no duty to defend others card. If the revenge porn people and the state people want to fight it out, I'm going to go over here and do something else.
No, I get what you're saying. But to me, I think that, you know, and this is there is a strong argument that there is a victim in this case, right? Like that the person was expecting
right. And if you think about it from a, there's some things that are not violations, but from a status perspective are not insane.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a not violation to pull somebody over for driving through a subdivision at, you know, 11 o'clock at night honking the horn? Yes. But from a status perspective, I can see where they're coming from.
Well, from the perspective of somebody who wants peace and quiet at night.
Right, yeah, so that makes sense. It's not just a, I'm going to go arrest people for fun. I'm not really, like, yes, the cop is wrong. I'm not really mad at the cop.
The cop may not arrest. The cop may simply pull the person over
or
and say,
temporarily kidnap or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, the cop's wrong. Outside of the fact that he's a cop. Leaving that aside, I'm not going to be mad at him in that scenario.
Look, I get what you're saying. Your time is limited as an attorney, and you're not an attorney, but you did go to law school. But as an attorney, if you have the ability to pick a defendant,
or even not as an attorney, but as a person who's going to make philosophical this.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying I shouldn't have argued against this? Because the proposal is to add.
What, on the air?
No. I'm quoted in this article. I was actually at the hearing. Because I go to the State House pretty regularly, not as often as Daryl W. Perry, who's there like every day that the State House meets. But I was there a couple times that week.
He gets paid to be there. So
that's correct. And I don't.
You can't. Yeah. If you have a different job, you can't necessarily be there every day.
I was in this hearing, and I was in several hearings throughout the day in the Criminal Justice Committee. So, I mean, I wasn't there specifically for this hearing. But I knew I was going, you know, I was going to be in that committee throughout the day. I'm sitting there in that room. Should I have not spoken against this? Because, again, their proposal here is to put revenge porn people, who it's now a crime to commit revenge porn, so it's already being punished in the criminal justice system. They're talking about expanding the punishment now to include a sex offender registry entry for them. Are you saying I should have kept my mouth shut?
I wouldn't necessarily go that far. I do think that there is the contract argument. I think that it's kind of a weak argument. But,
well, if the contract was violated, then there should be some sort of compensation, right?
Right, but I don't know that I can conclusively demonstrate that there is a contract.
Right, and then how much would the violation be worth anyway in that case?
Also,
like,
value is subjective.
Right, because some people are going to say this ruins their lives.
Yeah, some people, this is going to be a really big deal. Some people are going to be like, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of my attitude is like.
But value is subjective.
Yeah.
So, which is one of the many reasons why proportionality is BS.
Well, and one of the arguments I gave when I was up there was, you know, there are so many porn images on the internet. I just find it hard to believe that somebody having their photos released on a website somewhere is in any way going to affect that person's life. It just seems unbelievable to me. You know, the odds that somebody they know is going to see it.
There are people who intentionally go into the porn industry, and there are people who, if like their face is there or something, and somebody recognizes it, that's going to be a problem for them.
No, I understand that. I get you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But what are the odds? I mean, with the billions of porn photos out there that you're going
to
see.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. By dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Melanie.
And I also want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you will find out why. As we continue here, we've been talking about revenge porn. It is in the news here in New Hampshire. They recently, I guess it was last year, when they criminalized the posting, the unconsenting or non-consensual posting of photos or videos of a sex basis to the internet without the consent of the other partner. And that's what's generally considered to be revenge porn. Now, if you get convicted of revenge porn, I believe... I don't remember if they made it a felony or not. I forget whether or not it was considered to be a felony. I think it was like a low-class felony. I'll have to double-check on that. But they are now talking about adding a sex offense registry for anybody who gets convicted of revenge porn. Now, to be clear, the proposal is that the sex offender registry edition is private when it first happens, meaning that only law enforcement would be able to access that. So it wouldn't be a public registry entry. So, you know, on the scheme of things, it's not as offensive as a public registry entry, but it's just one more step until they go ahead and make them public. So you were saying before, Melanie, that you don't really consider this to be a non-aggression principle violation, but you think these guys are scum.
That's not what I said. It might actually... Oh, yeah, sorry, I understood that wrong. Okay, yeah. So, just, I'm not 100% really sure on this, but I'm leaning towards it's not, but, I mean, it's a reverse paperclip. Like, that's the only thing I really know how to call it. The free market would have ways with dealing with this that are kind of prevented by the state right now.
What do you think the free market would do in this case?
I mean, would you... associate with people who did this, or sell them food, or rent to them, or...
Well, I mean, it depends. There was a controversy within the libertarian community a few years ago. There was a young lady who I think, there's no point in naming names here, but, you know, there were a couple of libertarian guys who got their hands on a topless photo of a lady in the libertarian community, and presumably the reason for this was because she sent that photo to one of those guys.
Yeah, she was dating one of them.
And they put that picture out there. They put that picture out there. Was it a tacky thing to do? Yes, it was. Does that mean that they should be ostracized forever?
Tacky is when you wear pajamas to Walmart.
Yeah.
This is morally heinous.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, to me... it just doesn't seem that offensive. Like, it's just another picture on the internet. You know, if you didn't want the chance that it would be released to happen, you shouldn't have taken the photo in the first place. I don't want to blame the victim here, but ultimately the victim empowered their victimizer by giving them the thing to hand away in the first place.
Right, but you could say the same thing of people who leave money on the counter or don't have good enough locks on their door or leave their car door unlocked, which I think is stupid. But
well, at the same time, if you give somebody the keys to your car... and then they run off with it.
Right, so if you
gave them the keys.
Okay, so if you give your boyfriend the keys to your car, and then you break up with him and say, I want my keys back, and he's like, F you, no, and he keeps coming to your house and driving your car off, that's still theft.
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
theft.
Matter that you originally gave him the keys.
I understand that, but... I'm not blaming the victim here, but I am just simply pointing out, as I pointed out at the hearing at the State House, which you can actually watch on the Free Keen YouTube channel at youtube.com/freekeen. It's from a couple weeks ago. But as I pointed out, if you didn't give the pictures over, then they never could have distributed them. So, again, we know this is a possibility. This is the age of the internet. It's so easy to share media. It's so easy to spread photos around. Everybody knows this. And you should know that even though you're in love and that this, you know, seems like the perfect relationship, there's a chance that it will fail. And there's a chance that when it fails, it'll be ugly. Now, I don't want it to be ugly. I always try to make sure that my breakups go as smoothly as possible.
Right, but you've given people who you've been dating access to some of your property. Mm-hmm. So you've had people live in your house that you were dating. Does that mean that because you gave them the key code or, you know, access to the house and let them put their stuff in here, that after you break up with them, they can just keep walking into the house because you originally gave them access to the house and it's your fault now?
No, of course not.
Okay, so then why is this different?
Because this is different than stealing a car or breaking into somebody's home. This is something that you gave to them previously under certain circumstances, that those circumstances changed, but you don't have a way of revoking that. If I have a car and I have a pair of keys that are normally in my possession, I just simply don't give them to you anymore if we just broke up. If I have a house and there's a lock on that house, I can change the code to the lock or change the lock or whatever, and then you don't have access to the house anymore. Whereas with photographs, you have those, and you could have copied them and placed them in a variety of different places during that time frame. So you're comparing apples and oranges in this particular case. But we'll continue on revenge porn. You're also welcome to comment. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Melody.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, what have they been doing protesting this whole free the nipple thing? What happens if nakedness is no longer a crime? And do all naked pictures disappear into, the revenge porn goes away? And,
hold on. Naked... Topless nudity at the beach or full nudity at the beach or in public is not the same. Is not the same thing as somebody in a private place choosing to give what they believed to be a private photo to somebody that they thought they could trust with it. I mean, it's not at all the same thing.
Well, I think all of the shame and all of the all of the ire comes from the idea that nakedness is prohibited, that it's bad.
Right.
And if it becomes not bad,
yes,
then it takes some of the pressure off of it.
Totally right. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. If there were, and if you want to hang on, Bad Slave, for more comments,
sure.
You're welcome to. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. If nudity and sex weren't considered bad things in American society, then it just wouldn't be a big deal at all. I mean, generally. But it is still...
Some people would probably still care.
Some people would. And a lot of people care now because, again, all of this sort of weight that's put on nudity in this society. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so feel free to Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, join us in the Discord chat, which is hopping tonight. There are a bunch of people in there chatting about what's going on here during the show, but there are other channels in there. Maybe you want to talk about cryptocurrency or gaming or whatever with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts. You can do that at discord.lrn.fm, and you can get on our on-air call-in line on the Discord and call us that way as well. Once again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about a newer cryptocurrency from 2017 is when it got started that, you know, like a lot of cryptos, has some cool features. It's got the zero-knowledge anonymity, and it's got decentralized autonomous organizations, which are two cool technologies that have been very successful in other cryptocurrencies. So they borrowed from the best here, but also, very importantly, Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. These are voluntarists. These are people who love liberty that founded Zencash, and you can see it right there in their white paper. They actually reference voluntarism in the white paper for the currency. Go and read it for yourself and do your own research. I'm not saying that Zencash is going to beat Bitcoin or whatever, but, you know, hopefully it'll do well. Of course, I can't predict the future. There are over 1,000 cryptocurrencies out there, and anything's possible. but in the realm of cryptocurrencies, Zencash is one of the ones that's got some of the hosts of this show excited, and that's not just because they're sponsoring the show. We actually had the folks over at the Call to Freedom. They did a serious look into Zencash, even deeper than I did when I was sort of assessing them as well. Can we even accept their sponsorship? Because I don't want to accept something that's, you know, straight up scam or whatever, or even looks potentially scammy. And in the case of Zencash, they got an A-plus rating by Aria Demezio, the cryptocurrency check, over on the Call to Freedom. So really, I mean, they're doing great work over there. It's still early on, though, so, you know, there's a few bugs that need to get ironed out. The you know, the software is a little rough around the edges, so if you want to help them out, I'm sure they'd appreciate any programming assistance or assistance with promotions. So check it out over at zencash.com and you know, get in on the ground floor. zencash.com. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about the idea of revenge porn, and it's not a nice thing to do. People shouldn't do this, but I don't think that just because it's a, you know, mean thing to do that it should be considered a crime, and I certainly don't think that if it is considered a crime, as it is here in New Hampshire, that it should be punished with a sex offender registry, which is the newest proposal being floated for this. Now, it hasn't passed yet. This is, so it's a crime. That passed last year. But the proposal now is to add it to the sex offense registry if somebody gets convicted of it. We've got Bad Slave on the line here. Bad Slave, you're saying that a lot of this comes from the idea that sex is bad, that nudity is bad, and there's all this shame that surrounds sexuality and nudity in this country, and that because of that shaming and because of that Puritan kind of mentality is why people push back against, you know, the idea of a naked picture being put online, as opposed to just being like, oh, well, whatever, it's just another naked picture on the internet. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's kind of my summary of what you were saying there, so go ahead.
That's exactly it, and I don't think that's the right thing for the hugely blunt and destructive instrument of central governments should even be engaged in. You know, murder, rape, where somebody can't even walk away from what happened when, you know, people steal a bunch of someone's resources and, you know, spend it all. Those are real crimes. That's real harm.
Right.
If it's a psychological thing, you have to own that. I people need to own their own stuff. I mean, like you say, if you don't want that photograph to be shown to anyone, don't let anybody take it.
Right.
You know, it's a very simple threshold.
Well, right, I could say the same thing about if you don't want everyone to know that you said something, don't put it on the internet, even if it is an anonymous forum. Does that
right.
then make it okay to go dox every single person with an anonymous forum? And maybe that's not...
Doxing is legal. I mean, doxing is taking information from public posts and just simply reposting that.
Well, not from public posts. Those, and it, regardless of whether it's legal, is it right? If you're just like,
right,
I just
somebody?
Want to publicize every account on the internet and I'm just going to do that as a hobby, is that morally wrong?
I don't know what's necessarily wrong with it. If you're putting information on the internet and somebody collects it, and repost it again. You
well, no, not repost it because I can repost anything I want from an anonymous.
But that's what
forum.
A doxing is.
If I
a doxing is where you post. Y'all right there, Bad Slave?
I'm sorry, I don't have a cough button here. So.
Okay, I'm just gonna put you on hold for here for just a moment while you deal with that.
All right, there, Bad Slave.
Whoops, that wasn't hold at all. anyway. So doxing, as I understand it, is where somebody who wants to reveal information
about
a person.
When you publish somebody's address, phone number,
right, all of which that information is generally publicly available. Most doxings come from publicly available information about a person, meaning that the person doing the doxing did the research on that person.
Okay, so you think that everybody who is a member of an anonymous forum shouldn't be a member of an anonymous forum because if you do anything ever, you should do it publicly.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
We choose to be public figures.
That's
and
not
that's
what I'm
a choice that we make. Some people don't make that choice. And that's
no,
also
I understand
fine.
That.
So if they want to have things that are private,
people please have things that are private.
Go and, you know, override that decision.
I agree
for
with
them.
You. I agree with you. If you've got something that's private, people should respect that.
But you're saying to never have a relationship with. And
I'm saying don't take sex pictures if you don't want to risk them getting out there.
Right, but then are sex pictures different than anything else that you would tell either anonymous forum or anybody else in any of your relationships? I mean, is it okay?
Yeah, if you've got something that you'd want to keep secret, then keep it secret. If you don't, if you tell
somebody
something.
Okay, so you shouldn't ever have any close relationships.
I'm not saying that.
But you are saying that because you're saying not to tell people things.
Yeah, so, if you're worried about something getting out, if you tell somebody, if you're growing marijuana and you tell one person, every one person that you tell, like, increases the likelihood that you're either going to get robbed or busted by, like, 99%. So if you tell one person that you're growing marijuana, there's a good chance you're going to get robbed or busted. If you tell two people, you're almost guaranteed to get robbed or busted. So if you want some information to stay secret, you've got to keep it a secret,
okay,
even from people who you're close with. Because if you, unless you completely trust somebody, and again, people can change.
But if you're hiding things from people, then you're not really close with those people.
I totally agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with being intimate with somebody and telling them the things that you want to tell them. But later on, if that person all of a sudden decides to hate you for some reason,
right,
well, you've just given them ammunition against you.
I understand that that's the risk that you take.
You've given them ammunition, and that's your fault. That's your fault.
It's your fault for having a relationship with anyone ever.
It's your fault for giving them ammunition that can be used against you.
Okay, so in order to avoid these kinds of situations, people should never have close relationships of any kind.
That's not what I'm saying.
But you're saying don't tell people stuff.
If you want it to be kept a secret, yeah, you got to keep it a secret.
Okay, so
this is basic secrets.
Right, I understand.
Okay?
I understand the risk analysis portion, but what you're saying is you're not a sympathetic victim unless you have no close relationships, because if you have close relationships, that means you're telling people things.
I'm not saying the victims aren't victims or are unsympathetic. I feel bad for people that have had this happen to them because it's a crappy thing to do, to put somebody's sex pictures out there on the internet without their permission. That's a crappy thing to do. Is it a crime? I don't think it should be a crime. I don't think that any court time, you know, or jail time or taxpayer dollars needs to be spent locking up people or putting them on probation or anything for doing something like that because it was preventable. It was preventable because the person never had to take the photo in the first place. And that's different than telling somebody, you know, something that is secretive. Because, again, one thing you're just telling, the other, there's evidence.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. In these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show. We take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. I'm excited that soon we're going to be announcing a new station in New Hampshire. Actually, three new stations in New Hampshire, which may give us a suggestion as to which ones they will be for people that know the marketplace up here. But I can't say it yet because it's not happened, and I don't like to jinx it by announcing something in advance before it's actually done. The agreement is signed, though, so just within a matter of weeks, we'll be able to announce the new stations there. And we can get more stations. We can, you know, we've got like 170 of them now. But we've kind of plateaued out here because we'll lose a few and we'll gain a few because sometimes stations will change formats. And, you know, they'll go from talk radio to sports talk or to music or something like that. And so, you know, we've kind of plateaued out at like 160, 170 for a while here. But we can get through and get above 200. It just takes more effort. It takes more money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So that's something that you can do here is help us out at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines. You'll get the AMP-only podcast and more. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get access new perks to the AMP badge. So if you're on the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com, you can just send me a private message there. Let me know your AMP email address, and then I will verify that you are who you say you are, and then give you the Free Talk Live badge for the Free Talk Live forum for the amplifiers, so everybody knows that you are a Free Talk Live amper. And then also, now that we have the new Discord chat room, you can get a special AMP status there, which you can do by sending me a private message on Discord. You can either private message my personal account or the LRN-FM studio account. Either way is fine. Just private message me your AMP email address. Again, that's just so I can verify that you are who you say that you are, because we don't want somebody going in there and claiming to be Gene the Christian Anarchist so they can get free access, and they're not actually Gene the Christian Anarchist. Just shoot me your email address, and as soon as I get a chance, I will upgrade you to AMP status on the Discord, which gives you access to the AMP-only Discord chat and the AMP-only Discord voice chat as well. So check that out. You can go to discord.lrn.fm to get involved there. And please, AMP the show using any major credit card or PayPal, or you can use Bitcoin Core over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's bring Bad Slave back on for a final comment. He was having a tough time there a few moments ago, but Bad Slave, are you with us?
Oh, I'm all good now. All thank right. you. The final thing I want to say is that this is just one facet of a bigger issue. The bigger issue is victimless crimes. And that any time that there is the possibility of a victimless crime, and I think that the exposure of data is a victimless crime almost all the time.
Unless you are under a contract. I mean, if you are working for a corporation and that corporation entrusts you with data and you have a contract saying that that is not your data, and then you go ahead and you take that data and distribute it after the fact, then that is a victim.
That's not what we're talking about here. I mean, you know, you could have contracts and privately, and then there would be consequences, I would think, to breaking those contracts. I mean, you could do that with your boyfriend.
Right, but it's not exactly sexy to bring out a contract before the session is.
The prenups and all of that sort of thing. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is giving the power to the government to investigate these things. And no matter what it is, whether it's because you use a plant that's, you know, prohibited or even own a firearm. I don't think that owning a firearm should be a crime.
I agree.
The idea of this classification of felon after you paid for any previous crimes that rides with you forever. I'd say, you know, listen, self-defense is part of life. You know, one of our first rights is life. And if we can't defend ourselves, then that's out the window. So I'm just saying that ultimately this boils down to, you know, the hard line I think we ought to have between a real crime and a victimless activity. Because those victimless activities that turn into crimes, you know, I mean, people
but this
are
one isn't as victimless as most victimless crimes. I got to agree with Melanie on that one. I mean, because, you know, there was the sort of unspoken agreement, which was to say that this is a picture just for you, you know, my lover, not for the whole internet. Or maybe that was actually said. Like, maybe the person sending the pic was like, don't share this with anybody else. And there actually was an agreement of, okay, I won't share it with anybody else. And then they violated that. So, I mean, you are skirting an area where there is a potential victim in this particular case. But either way, it's not a level of victimization that deserves prison time.
Right. And I don't even think that it rises to, you know, hire yourself a private eye and have that person go after narrative.
Well, have them go after them in what way?
Yeah.
Well, you can dox the daylights out of them, too.
So hit them back is what you're saying. Give them.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the turnabout's fair play.
Maybe that's one way to protect yourself. If you really do feel like you have to take sexy photos, you could demand that the other person take one of themselves first, meaning that you would get potential reverse blackmail against them if they were to put your picture out. Again, presuming they care as much as you do, because again, this requires a person to actually care that their photos have been disseminated.
I even have something else on them. And so the state shouldn't be involved in this because the state shouldn't be involved in anything, and the state shouldn't do anything other than cease to exist. But
the state's a terrible actor.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Right, so the state the state shouldn't do this because the state shouldn't do anything other than cease to exist.
Thanks,
but
Bat
at the Slave. Same time, in the same sense that I'm going to say that you should not shoot somebody who steals your paperclip, I'm also going to say that I do not care what happens to these people.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying there. I think that I have to care because freedom is important. And freedom of speech is also important, and ultimately this is an issue of speech.
Okay, posting your ex-girlfriend's naked photos on Facebook is not freedom of speech.
It absolutely is a freedom of speech.
But you don't have the only right you have is the right to non-aggression, so freedom of speech is a statist concept anyway.
Well, I like the idea of free speech. I think it's a good concept. I don't think there's anything statist about people being able to say what they want on a forum in which they have the ability to say the things that they want. So as somebody who defends the idea of free speech, as somebody who stands up for the...
Most websites are going to have contracts with you that say that you can't post naked photos of anybody. So... I don't know how that even falls under anything you would define as free speech anyway.
Well, you can post photos on all kinds of sites that don't have those agreements. But regardless, I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to attend this hearing, but I was there, and so I spoke against this bill to add to sex offender registries those who've been convicted of revenge porn, because ultimately that makes... society worse,
yeah.
Putting people into more punitive situations, having more people on these registries. I'm against registries, period.
Yeah, so the registries does make it a little bit different. I'm not going to say that you're wrong for having done that, but there are people...
speaking?
Yeah, for speaking against it. But there are certain behaviors that I'm just not going to defend for kind of strategic
purposes. I don't have to
purposes.
Defend the behavior. See, I didn't defend the behavior when I spoke about it. I said this is a tacky thing to do. The quotes, actually, they quoted me here at the Union Leader in a news article about this. I said, quote, let's get people to take responsibility for their actions. This bill goes too far. If you don't want your picture on the internet, maybe you shouldn't allow it to be taken in the first place. If you never consented to having your picture taken, then that's a problem. Meaning if somebody takes your picture without your consent, then that should be a crime. I said, how are we to know if the person who was a victim didn't consent to having their picture taken in the moment and then consented to it being uploaded to a website, but then later after the breakup, that person then says and turns around and says they never consented to it. It's tacky, I said at the time, but I don't think it's something that deserves sex offense registry. You put those people on these registries and you start treating someone who shared pictures on the internet the same as a serial rapist. So, there you go. Melanie, thanks for joining us. You can check Melanie out over at tax.freetalklive.com for your help with your taxes, personal or business. We'll see you tomorrow night. Freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.